is the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Podcast best bits on here. We all found out each other's credit scores.
Oh, it was fun.
I was hoping there was more of like a lower class divide. I was hoping we'd have three class systems. Those high up with excellent scores, those struggling around the middle ground, and then someone just dastardly poor from Oliver Twist. But it wasn't the case.
It might actually be, though, because my credit score was given to me by a website that now we know is a bit dodgy and, as you pointed out, has been known to inflate people's credit score. So I might be that dodgy one you wanted.
Ooh, POV.
Yeah, ick.
Black cat golden retriever energy.
That's it.
New relationship trends. And also good, really entertaining puzzle chat, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you can say that.
Jolly jigsaw guy. And expired or lost vouchers we chatted about as well. You've lost a pretty important vouchie.
Mm-hmm. If my future parents-in-law are listening, I'm sorry.
Yesterday you were taken aback by the theory of credit.
No. Sorry. Did not put words in my mouth.
Some clickbait. You had no idea what credit was.
I mean, okay, that is
learning
true.
About the concept of money.
It all started because we were talking about this new dating app called Score that promises to help you find love through financial compatibility, which people have found over the last couple of years is one of the more important elements of finding a partner now.
And I often say it on the first date, if you ain't got no money, honey, you don't get no honey, honey.
Well, you clearly know more than me. I also didn't even know that we have credit scores in Australia. I thought it was purely an American thing.
What frustrates me about the credit score is there's not really too much you can do about it. It's just like this big man in the sky tells you, your credit score is this. You're like, well, why?
I know.
Like, can't you give me a detailed rundown? I get it. I made a terrible financial decision with JB Hi-Fi back in the day, rent to own, 2008. I've learned my lesson. I've paid my debt.
No.
Put me back to 100.
No. You will have to bear that mark for the rest of your life. I don't even really know what goes into my credit score or why I've got the score that I've got, but I use a service to find it out. They knew it straight away, so I don't know if I've done this before, but
What's scary about it. It's
know,
so
it
common
so
knowledge, yet so uncommon to the person it involves.
I just put my name, my like address, where I've previously lived, and it was just like, yep, here it is, and here's the things that it would have contributed to. A lot of like energy-related stuff.
Energy-related stuff?
Yeah, bills and things, like energy bills.
You're not paying your Alinta gas bill on time. Shame on you.
It's not true.
The only thing you don't know now is really where you rank with everyone else and how good your credit score is.
Yeah.
So we thought that everyone over the last 24 hours would get their credit score.
I've got to get my credit score.
And we all had to. And we'll just go through some people.
I'd
right?
love to
I
know.
Mean, I'm assuming producer Harry. You know, producer Harry's a nice guy, a sensible man.
He owns a house and a car.
He's a homeowner.
Yeah.
Well, what's the credit score Counts. Producer has?
850.
Ooh, okay.
Money.
Is that excellent?
I think he's in the top bracket.
Because it's like excellent, very good, good, poor.
Yeah.
Not calling you poor. I think it's just like a poor mark. And then it is, you're poor.
It's like, don't bother.
Okay, 850, good start. 850,
that's in the top echelon. Producer Claire. Now, this is the one I'm a little worried about. I don't know why.
I think Claire's going to have a really good one.
Really?
I own nothing but credit cards.
Oh. Yeah, Producer Claire's always chasing down credit.
I don't have a car in my name or anything.
Okay.
Oh, God.
724, which apparently is good.
Yeah.
But I do have to say I recently changed internet and home water providers and
Look,
like gas and electricity and they all count.
It's not us you have to talk to. It's the big man in the sky that decides these scores.
You need to justify your internet usage to us.
All right. We got an 850, a 724.
724. I don't know if anyone's going to be lower than that. Which, you know, overall, once the dust settles, I'll be happy about. But I did want some sort of life-ruining 300 coming
into
the mix somewhere.
I know. You don't know what mine is yet.
True. Mine is 844.
Oh, Harry wins the showcase.
What does he have that I don't have?
We don't have enough time. Do you want to know what mine is?
Here we go. I reckon yours is either going to be terribly low or insanely high, like 997. Never been touched. Crystal clear credit.
I have a credit score of 749.
Is that lower than Claire?
No.
Well, just about. You guys may as well move in together.
You won't be able to afford anything.
Wow.
I know. That shocked me.
That is very concerning.
A few things on my Don't say concerning.
Sorry,
that's
I'm
so
just
stressful.
Like, what? You haven't done many loans.
I know.
Do you need to do some more loans? Should we get you on a buy now, pay later scheme or something?
I have no loans. Apparently, yeah, I haven't paid a few energy bills or something.
Oh my God.
I know. Ick. I gave myself the ick.
You won't be on this app, by the way. No one's going to.
I won't be on a dating app.
No. That's the least of your concerns, I guess. Grunty and Lakey. There is new energy. New energy.
There is. There's a new theory, a new relationship theory taking over the internet at the moment. And it's called the Black Cat Golden Retriever Energy. And this is just a little summary of what that is.
You can love someone desperately and still be super unhappy and dissatisfied in your relationship or marriage.
Women are happier with their men when in their dynamic they can stay surrendering. They can be present. They can be the ones receiving and surrender in a feminine energy, aka black cat energy. Men are happier if they are the golden retriever to their woman, chasing her. Because believe it or not, men actually get a thrill out of the chase. Women are the entire opposite. They need the security, the safety, the reassurance from their men in a long-term commitment. The man is happier chasing, the woman is happier being chased.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Only categorizing gender. Brave move in 2024.
So essentially, a black cat, having black cat energy is enigmatic, introverted, and calm, while a golden retriever is energetically the total opposite.
Okay. How does this relate in like a real world sense? Like something like Cat yesterday, you know, she was feeling a little under the weather at home.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, babe, when I finish up at the gym, want me to pick you up anything?
Yeah, that's pretty golden retrievery.
And then she said, oh, yeah, just Band-Aids, please. Okay. And a little treat if you'd like.
Distract
me with Band-Aids and try and confuse me that I've made the decision to get the Ferrero Rochers?
In the time that I've known you and Kat, I actually see you both as golden retrievers.
Ooh, two retrievers fighting for the same bone. No wonder it's so electric.
Whereas I see producer Harry and his girlfriend Sass, who I know quite well, I see them as really fitting the bill of being...
Two black cats.
No.
Are you suggesting a couple swap?
Golden retriever. He's the golden retriever and she's the black cat.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you
What would you say you and Dilla?
I think black cat, golden retriever.
For who?
Me. I'm the black cat. Ideally, it's the girl is the black cat and the boy is the golden retriever.
Okay.
So like the boy is a lot more like high energy, kind of all in your face and wanting to do lots of things, and the black cat is like the calming.
Yeah, right. So what you're suggesting I just sneak in 2.5 milligram of Lexapro on my golden retriever girlfriend's drink to make her more black cat-ish.
People would want two golden retrievers before they'd want two black cats.
Ah, okay.
So I think you guys are doing all right.
All right, cool.
Let me give you some examples and you tell me what you think these couples are. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift is a golden retriever. Travis Kelce is a... He's definitely a golden retriever. Two golden retrievers, two goldens?
No, apparently they fit the black cat golden retriever relationship.
He's the golden.
He's the golden, okay. She's the black cat.
Okay.
What about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? This is relying on the fact that you actually know who these celebrities are.
Blake Lively, never heard of him. Ryan Reynolds, I've seen in Deadpool. Two goldens, two big goldens.
Blake Lively, you did well.
Yeah, two big golden.
Okay. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Two black cats.
You have nailed
really?
It.
Yes.
Okay, last one.
I may as well be playing roulette right now, honestly.
Victoria and David Beckham.
Oh, I saw the Beckham documentary.
Okay, good. You know,
he's a golden. She's a black cat.
You have nailed it.
Yeah.
Done. So, yeah, more likely if you don't have the black cat golden retriever energy, purely golden retriever relationships are successful, but the two black cats, you've got some work to do.
No.
Too cold.
A couple of black cats driving together right now. Let's see.
Grundy and Lakey.
Come on. Let's get ready to rumble.
Beat Bronte.
It's a question that has boggled
humankind for many a week now. Not able to beat Bronte. Not able to pick up this cash jackpot. Jackpots by $50 each day. Fast fire five questions. Today, $600. Rain.
Rain. What a name.
It is.
You like the name Rain?
Oh, I didn't really get a choice, but yeah, it's not too bad.
So true.
Well, rain on Bronte's parade. Is that a rain of your own?
Yes.
Rain. Five questions. Good usually night. Play along in the car, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah, all good. 30 seconds on the clock. Bronte is already in the soundproof booth. Here we go. Question number one. If you tipped 20% on a $15 bill, how much would the tip be?
$2.50.
Who is the highest grossing actor of all time?
Tom Cruise.
What is the body's largest organ?
Heart.
Pickles start out as which vegetable?
Cucumber.
Which country are you visiting if you're in the Taj Mahal?
India.
All locked in. Sunshine on a rainy day. Got that? Got that? Got that? Back from the soundproof booth.
Hello.
Same five questions that we just asked the Rain Master.
Rain, go away, I reckon.
Here we go then.
Wait, no, let me focus.
30 okay. seconds. If you tip 20% on a $15 bill, how much would the tip be?
$3.
What? Who is the highest grossing actor of all time?
The Rock.
What is the body's largest organ?
The liver.
Pickles start out as which vegetable?
Cucumber.
Which country are you visiting if you're in the Taj Mahal?
India.
All locked in. Oh, the rain's arrived again. You're back on the air, Rainy. Let's go through the answers. Question number one. If you tip 20% on a $15 bill, how much would the tip be? You said $3, Bronte.
$3.
Rain said $2.50 to start. He realises
it?
Now
it's
$3, Bronte. Who is the highest grossing actor of all time? This is a surprising one. You said Tom Cruise, Rain. You said The Rock.
Mm.
It is Robert Downey Jr.
That makes sense. Think of all those Avengers and Iron Mans and things.
I can't believe we got to chat to his three daughters. What an honour.
No, that's wrong.
Why?
We spoke to Harry Connick Jr. His daughters.
Robert Downey and Harry Connick related. what is the body's largest organ?
Oh, no.
You said the heart. Bronte said the liver, it's the skin.
Yeah.
Guys, we're covered in the stuff.
I know.
Question number four. Pickles start out as which vegetable? You both said cucumber. Correct. 2-1, Bronte. Which country are you visiting if you're in the Taj Mahal? You both said India. It means 3-2, Bronte.
On a maths question. Sorry, Rain.
Oh, well, get that on the big job.
Yeah.
You get that on the picture.
You do, right? You get it. You get it.
$650 tomorrow. It jackpots again.
Bronte and Lakey.
I'd like to call upon the jigsaw puzzle community right now to get behind me because there's nothing but flack that I've been copying from everyone around here for my jigsaw puzzle stories, which I find, quite frankly, quite puzzling. Me and my girlfriend have embarked on a new hobby, doing jigsaw puzzles.
That's nice.
It started on the carpet. I'm a lanky frame, so we're now investing in like a big sort of sheet, a board that we can put on the table, do the puzzle, and then remove the board without fear of breaking puzz.
So you're investing into this hobby quite a lot.
We're really enjoying ourselves. It's great teamwork for couples. It's learning how to share your toys. Nothing is more of an enlightening practice then letting the one you love do the action in the puzzle whilst you're doing the clouds in the sky. Not much fun out there.
And even just coming, the bringing together of two brains on one project. And I'm sure, were there different tactics in terms of?
Oh, there certainly
I'm
were
really trying to support tactics. You in this. I hope you can tell.
There were different tactics, especially on the second one. We started with 1,000 people. 1,000 people.
Sounds like me.
Of Venice. And what a remarkable piece it was. When you finally put the final piece of the puzzle in, you're like, that's great.
That's nice.
Then we did a 300-piece mystery sentence. Less pieces, higher difficulty, because you don't know what the sentence says. You're trying to gauge the style of font and, ooh, is this one go there? We'll start with the edges, of course. Then, yes, she'll be like, oh, let's look at the little knobby bits. And I'm like, no, let's look at the straights. And then we compromise. We kiss and we continue to puzz.
Oh, that's nice.
The other day, we finally finished the 300-piece mystery sentence puzzle. Took us a week to do.
What does it say?
Something about mental health. It was like, yeah. I can't remember the exact sentence. Something.
Something important.
If you're struggling right now, please know that your future is greater than you can ever imagine.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was like a mental health puzzle thing. So that was good. But we're looking to take the next step in our puzzle journey.
You ready? You think you're ready?
I think so. And producer Claire got this music, thinks that this is the boring, I'm waffling on puzzle music.
I would have used this about 2 minutes ago.
You know what I would have used? Every day I'm puzzling. This is much better. My cool puzzle crowd. 131060, have you puzzled before?
Yeah.
Are you in a puzzling relationship? And what's the next progression? Because you know I've done the vistas, I've done the mystery sentence. We don't want to go too hard. We don't want to ruin it too early on.
Sure.
We don't, because there are puzzles out there that are just all white.
I know. That's the ones that I had for an example for you. There's a few ones that are just all the same color.
We'll take that a step further. There's ones that are just reflective. Mirror. Puzzle.
What?
It's all mirror pieces. So you're not only trying to find the shapes, but then you're seeing your own reflection and you're seeing yourself get more and more. That's too much for us right away. There's 24,000 piece puzzles. That's too much for us straight away. There's cash prize puzzles with cosmic shapes.
Ooh.
First one to solve it wins the cash bounty.
Oh, I like that.
That's too much for us at the moment still. Colour schemes. You know where my head's at?
What?
Jar of jelly beans.
A jar of jelly beans
that
puzzle.
That sort of style.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With like a hard-to-decipher picture, but enough colour differentiation.
Now, I know how you feel when I'm in trending, when I'm talking about trending stuff. I literally have not been listening for about 2 minutes.
All right, 131060. Come on, puzzlers. Get around me. Someone has to. I refuse to offer a prize.
No.
I will not be buying the love. It is for the love of the puzz. Have you puzzled? What's the natural progression of the puzzle? Great puzzle chat. Coming up next.
Grunty and Lakey.
Beck on 131060. You sound like a puzzler.
Well, it's a bit of an addiction, mate. When I crack open a puzzle, my kids don't get fed.
Mummy's busy. There's Maggie noodles in the cupboard. I know how you feel.
Have you been a lifelong puzzler, Beck?
Used to do puzzles with my parents. And let me just say, I'm not going to start a bad thing between you two, but my dad used to steal a piece, so he was the one to finish it. So don't do that. It really annoys everybody else doing the puzzle.
Yeah, it certainly does. And just when you think you've finished a puzzle, you realise that a couple of bits around the edges aren't in the right spot.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend, can you believe this, Rebecca? The other day, my girlfriend tried to jam in the last piece and claim that as finished. I said, how could you live with yourself?
What, as in because you wanted to be the one to do the last piece?
No, as in she was in denial that the whole puzzle needed to be picked apart again. So she jammed in the last piece. She's like, yeah, that's good enough. I was like, what are you talking about? It's been a week on this. Oh, the last piece of a puzzle. Oh, good. This is great puzzle goss. Good puzzle chat. Sarah on 131060. I was going to say, don't mind us, we're just chatting puzzles, but you're probably chomping at the bit to get involved in the puzz chat. What puzz do you recommend as the natural progression to a couple that have done a couple of puzzles?
Yeah, morning, guys. I actually do ones called Wozgidge, and there's all different kinds, but they're kind of like a bit of a twist to it. So you can get like what you're puzzling isn't on the actual front of the box itself. So you have to, there's a few different ones. You can puzzle what's going to happen next or puzzle in the past. Or the ones I like is puzzling what the people on the box are looking at.
Wow.
So yeah. You don't really know what you're doing. You get hints. But, yeah, you just got to, try and put it together without knowing.
How long will that take you, Sarah, usually? What, from start to finish?
Oh, we're talking about for 1,000-piecer?
Yeah.
1,000 pieces.
I usually do it pretty quick because I do stay up once I get in the zone. Mm. But usually about 24 to 48 hours.
Speed puzzler.
What?
Yeah. Okay. And I have done a 6,000-piece Disney one before, which took me a few months. So, I do love my puzzles.
God, come over, Sarah. We'd love a jigsaw a toi.
Absolutely. I'll join.
Use some experience like that. And what we know in the puzzle world, it's so much harder when you don't have a point of reference. So this Wozgidge, which is obviously jigsaw backwards. Only a puzzler knows. That definitely steps it up enough, but it's still achievable. Jackie, wrap this up for us on 131060. Jigsaw Jackie is, I've heard about you. What do you have to add to the puzzle recommendations?
Hi, guys. That's the next recommendation I would have. sadly, I have to do them on my own because no one in the family is interested.
Oh, well, just go around to Lakey's. He's already got Sarah there.
That would be great.
Have a great puzzle party. Throw your pieces in a bowl, guys. See what comes
These
out.
Ones.
Sorry, Jackie. Yes.
Sorry, Jackie.
That's okay. This one's it's a bit harder to explain, but it's you get a character on the picture that you can see, and you have to do the jigsaw of what they can see.
Sounds mighty similar to the Wasgidge. We're talking Wasgidge. We're talking 1,000-piece Wasgidge.
1,000 pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a while.
All right.
Yes. Bit of a mystery.
Yes, it does.
You are going to have quite a puzzling party with Sarah and Jackie. Wow. I'm busy.
Yeah?
I know you haven't asked me, but I'm busy for the rest of time.
there's certain puzzle, Harry. You'd be at the back, like, directing. Like, I'm up higher. Okay, can you just grab that? No, not that. No. That, no. Next to that.
I don't think
down.
I've ever completed a puzzle, ever, in my life. I know I got one during COVID like everybody else, but I don't think I've ever start to finish.
Do yourself a favour.
Yeah.
Do a puzzle. Experience the thrill. Grunty and
Lakey. Your letter for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks is F for Foxtrot. Grunty and Lakey. I am going to see Dylan, my partner, this weekend, doing long distance at the moment. And for Christmas, his wonderful parents, they knew it had been a stressful couple of months, had a big move ahead of me. They gave me a voucher for when I came to visit Dylan at some point during this year to go get a massage and a facial, just everything that I want.
It's a nice present.
It's a great present. I can't find the voucher.
Ooh.
And there's only a few places I thought it could be. One was here at work. I thought it was in my laptop bag. Not there. Thought it was at home in my drawers. Not there. And I don't know what to do about this situation. I don't know if I can. I don't want to tell them because it's rude. I shouldn't have lost it.
Mm.
But also I would really like it.
I think if you take the path of most resistance, which would be to fess up, there may be a way to get the massage voucher back, right? But I get it. That's a bit weird saying, hey, I've lost it. Can you guys call the place, get the code, maybe get to reprint another one? That is awkward.
Do
you just go to the massage and feign that you used it? Is the onus now on you to accept your fate that whatever you were going to get given for free, you must now pay for?
Oh, surely. No, well, that's just double handling because they've already paid for the voucher. I can't then just go and pay again. That's giving that business too much money.
Yeah, but I think you have to honour the present.
I can't. What?
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the third option?
I don't get it. It's just lost forever.
Okay. 8:15, brought to you like
13:10:60. Have you ever lost a voucher?
Mm.
Something worth something, usually a gift.
Yeah.
And what happened?
That's why I say you should probably need to go through and pay for what you were going to get given for free, because we do a quiz every Tuesday, and one time we won, we had the $100 voucher as a wristband, and they gave it to me. I said, do not do this. Do not do this.
So
just bring it next week. Leave it in the car. Mm-hmm. Bring it next week. $100 voucher. We'll spend the money on the meals next week. Lost the voucher. Was stressing about it.
Yeah.
Met my fate because they all knew that I was the holder of the voucher. I said, sorry, guys, I don't know where it's gone. But being the noble steed that I am, paid for everyone's meal for dinner.
What a noble daddy.
Thank you.
I think it's different because the venue was just giving that away. No, none of the group had spent money. Dylan's parents have spent their money on this voucher. For me to then just go and spend more money, I think
I would have assumed that was where you were going to run to. I thought that was exactly where this was going to end up. 13:10:60, have you lost a voucher?
Yes.
And maybe, we've got a little side bet going as well. Should Bronte have to pay for her own massage?
No, that's crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong.
13:10:60, lost vouchers. The bigger the better. Oh, there's a $5.95 Domino's.
Or
lost it on the way, didn't I?
Expired vouchers.
Oh, that's always good gear.
Yes.
Because people who like vouchers love to complain about the validity of vouchers too. All right, a couple of calls coming through already. 131060.
Grunty and Lakey.
131060. Chantel, expired voucher.
Yes. I was at an annual work gala, which is like sponsored by some of our partners and contractors, and they always do giveaways, so it's randomly drawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I won a really nice accommodation voucher for a really fancy resort. And because we were out at this event, I had a really tiny purse and the gift come in like a large envelope.
Yep.
And when I got home, I realized that I did not come home with that envelope. And what made it worse is it was addressed to anybody, just the recipient. It was all paid for. It was all done. And I didn't know what to do. I had to message them on LinkedIn and be, I am so sorry. I have lost it. I called the hotel because I was really worried someone would like use it mm-hmm. and that I wouldn't be able to. And by me fessing up, they were able to get their account team to like liaise with the hotel and issue me a new code so that I could make my booking. So you need a stop. There'll be a way that
Chantel, yeah. I don't want to do it.
Bronte didn't want to hear that, Chantel. The path of most resistance. Fess up. Fess up to your sins, madam. It can all go away.
Okay.
I guess Chantel's, the only thing with Chantel's is there's a less personal element to it, right?
Absolutely.
So she's one from like a big company sort of thing.
Yeah.
She takes a little bit of the guilt off. But D, on 131060, you lost a $800 voucher.
Ooh.
Yeah. My girlfriend like put in for my birthday for a Proud's voucher. And, yeah, I lost it.
Ooh.
And I was absolutely gutted. And I looked everywhere. I turned the house upside down and I just couldn't find it. I ended up contacting my girlfriend who had like organized it all, and she was able to go back through like the date that everybody transferred her the money. And I went to Proud's and I was like, on this day. And the lady at Proud's was absolutely amazing. She was like, leave all the info with me. I'll call head office. I didn't hear anything for maybe like 2, maybe 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden she just walked into my work and was like, here's a replacement voucher for the full year. Yeah.
Again,
it was a happy story.
No, it involves fessing up and I just don't want to do that.
You, your boyfriend's parents all going back to the massage place.
God.
Jason on 131060, wrap this up. You got given a massage voucher for your birthday, very similar to
Yes, I did, and I paid to have the massage done myself.
I want to go to the massage parlor you're going to, by the way.
I think he's right now.
Yeah, I felt bad, so paid for it.
Right.
So you lost the voucher and ended up just paying for one anyway, which is what Lakey's telling me I should do.
Yeah, it was within weeks of getting it. I moved house in that time, so I'm blaming the clean out from house move. No, and and went to book it. I booked it and went to find it and thought it was in a box that I packed and it wasn't.
Yeah,
so.
No, it wasn't.
Had no chance of finding it again, so I just paid for it.
You just pay for it, yeah. Is that, how much did it cost?
It was a big birthday, so, you know, it was a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Wow.
The honeymoon suite, another one.
Well, what am I... What, so my options are...
Pay for it or fess up. You're going to pay for it, aren't you?
I'm going to pay for it.
That was the Bronte and Lakey podcast.
Bronte and Lakey!